You're listening to In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I'm your host, David Payne. This is Young Blood by the Solarists. The Solarists started in Provo, Utah, and the band is made up of Clint Purser, Nate Wall, Justin Dunkley, and Kua Sprout. Clint plays bass and saxophone, Nate plays lead guitar, Justin plays drums, and Kua plays rhythm guitar. Clint, Nate, and Kua all share singing leads and backups depending on the song. The Solarists have been playing together for a pretty long time. Clint, Nate, and Justin grew up together and had bands and projects in high school. After high school, Clint and Nate left on missions for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But once they got back, they started up the band again and added Kua. The Solarists' song Young Blood was one of the first songs the guys wrote together.
Young Blood was the first song we wrote as a band. That's like right when I got back from my mission, Nate and I were like jamming that song, and that's like the first one we like wrote together. The idea behind that song is, it's just a lot of people are like, you know, I want to be forever young. It's kind of the song I was thinking about at the time. So many people like want to stay young, forever young. And they just want to stay young and enjoy that. But Young Blood's like, you know, like I want to find someone that I love and like, I want to grow old with them. And like,
what is youth? Is kind of what that song is asking, like, is it like being young or is it like the feeling of like being young, you know, being with someone you love? When we're together, I want to grow up with you on my shoulder forever.
Clint and Kua say their faith has influenced them as musicians.
My faith has influenced my music and my creative process a lot. What made me want to pursue music, I remember I was like in high school, maybe like a freshman or sophomore in Provo, and I went to a concert. I remember just feeling like this, just like the feeling, like a really good concert, but just like feeling this presence and energy like in the music. And later, like, I realized, like, oh, that's the spirit, like, you know, like one manifestation of it, and it's really powerful, and I loved it, and it felt so good. And so early on, that's why I really wanted to pursue music, was because I wanted other people to feel that feeling. I wanted music to affect them like it's affected me.
In terms of God-given talents, I've been encouraged to magnify those and to work on them daily. And singing is perhaps the easiest of all of those things. Like, sometimes I'm just too dang tired to pick up a guitar and try to plunk around on it, but I can sing whenever and try to increase that talent. And being in a band has helped that. And I don't know, what music is for me is just kind of a big part of my life and how it's helped me through certain things.
This is Dream Girl by the Solarists.
Or your brother.
Clint says Dream Girl often gets misinterpreted.
A lot of people ask me, like, oh, like, I'm married, and they ask me if my wife Olivia is, like, the dream girl that the song's talking about. And she is, but she isn't, because it's a much more general thing. But it's not like, this is the hit, this is the catch. It's not like Dream Girl, it's Dream, Girl. And so it's like, chase that Dream Girl, or like, Dream Big Girl, like, Dream Girl. And so that song is about, you know, like, it's like a woman power song. Like, sometimes you feel like ostracized, you feel like pushed out of a community, and you know, don't let that get you down. Just like, you know, push through it and dream big, and you know, those things can come true, and a lot of really good things can happen. Dream girl. Whoa.
Nate says when life gets rough, music gives him something to turn to.
Music is one of the things that gives my life meaning. And so there's the gospel, there's like the understanding that, you know, God's my loving Heavenly Father, that my Savior atoned for my sins and all that stuff. And I think that because of that, I know I'm able to, like, they're giving me the resources to, like, live and learn and, like, have a meaningful life. And I think that right now, like, just, like, I feel like just music gives me meaning. It gives me purpose to push through the rough stuff. And I mean, like, because even though I have a solid testimony, I still have questions, you know, and I still have, like, really, like, I have intense doubts, and I have intense, like, moments of weakness. And I think that, having music in my life, and, like, and not just, like, being a musician, but listening to other artists, has helped me find that meaning and made life worth living. And I think, like, that is just, like, super important right now, because there's all these people who are, like, you know, taking their lives. And I'm not, like, making a value judgment on that, but I just feel like people are going through that. They need that sort of meaning and purpose, or maybe they haven't found it yet, or they're searching. But I feel like music was a key thing for me, and I know that it's probably a key thing for other people. So that meaning and stuff keeps me going to make music and make really good art, so people in those dark times can keep on pushing through.
This is Wait For It by The Solarists. The Solarists have a unique story about their name, but when I asked about it...
I want to not tell anybody so that we keep people guessing.
Many theories have been introduced, and the band told me if anyone wants to guess, they can message them on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And if you guess right, the band might even send you a t-shirt.
Get lost in the crowd, I'm gonna go straight on through to whatever. Yeah.
You can find The Solarist music on their website, thesolarists.com, or on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Music. Thanks for joining me for another episode of In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I've been your host, David Payne. Thanks for listening.